It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and already she is part of the team here and participating in contests with us in the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Our interesting islander today is Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Arsenault. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, just fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in here and doing this for us. It's becoming a nice tradition with the interesting islander ahead of Remembrance Day to have someone that served with us. All right. And you are the commanding officer of the 36th Signal Regiment. Don't know why I can't say that for some reason, but that's a big deal. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get to know you. Let's get to know you a little bit. So you're from the island.
I am.
All right. Give me the family tree. Anybody that's from PEI.
So I'm an arsonist from Tignish originally. My dad and my grandparents are from up there. My mom is from Kinloch. So for anybody that's been on the island for a very long time, Kinloch Poultry Farm, that was us at one point.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Grew up all over PEI, Nova Scotia, moved to Murray River when I was 10 and left when I was 18 to join the military.
Wow. Incredible. How did you decide that you wanted a career in the military? Like what happened there?
I was in cadets. So really great youth program. From there, saw a couple of opportunities. Actually, the cadet program was working with what was 721 Communication Regiment, the reserve unit here. Got to experience some of that. Figured it was a bit of a way to get off the island.
Okay.
But also...
Truth.
Yeah, but also just a way to experience a different lifestyle and something that was challenging and new every day. So I went from cadets to the reserves to the regular force, a little bit of time at home, and then back in the reserves.
And where has it taken you? Where have you been around the world?
I've been 4 different trips to Africa in the last few years.
Wow.
South Sudan, Uganda, and Rwanda. I also spent some time in Georgia, the country, which was a really interesting space to be in probably about 2 or 3 years ago, working with the Latvians and the Georgians and the Ukrainians.
Wow. So you've been all over the place. You're worldwide.
You've been all over the place. All while being a mom. Yeah. Tell me about that. How do you manage all of that?
So my kids are a little older now. Had them definitely when I was a little younger. So the last few years they've either been on their own or they've been with their dad. Or at one point my oldest son was actually moving into my place here so we could go to UPEI while I was in Rwanda, I think. I was somewhere away.
I was somewhere. They were here. And while we were talking earlier, you have children that have followed in your footsteps.
I do. Yeah. So all 3 of my boys, my oldest is a girl living in Halifax. She does her own thing completely, but all 3 boys, the 22-year-old that's living with us going to UPEI is a reservist, so part-time. And then my next 2 that are 18 and 20 have both recently joined the regular force, and one's going to Brock University, fully paid for by the military, and will serve his at least 5 years and probably longer. And the youngest is in the Navy in Halifax.
She doesn't look like she should have kids that are in their 20s, eh?
I know. That's
right?
What we were saying.
Like, yeah, I know. And that must make you like super proud.
It's been a really cool summer. The younger 2 both did basic training in Quebec over the summer. And we went up for 1's graduation and the other one started the next day. So we all, my sons, all 3
Unreal.
Of us were out there for that. And then I got to go back up in early October for the youngest graduation, then bring him to Halifax.
All right. It really is a family affair.
It is, yeah.
That is fantastic. All right, we'll have more with our interesting islander today, Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Arsenault, joining us.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Maybe harmful if swallowed.
Hey, it's Phyllis here. Don't miss the evening show on Ocean 100.
For peace of mind, this message from PEI Mutual, protecting each other since 1885.
Mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness later this morning with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Wind gusting to 40 and a high of 9. Mainly cloudy with a chance of showers this evening. Some showers overnight. Wind gusting up to 70 overnight as well and a low of +4. And tomorrow is cloudy with a chance of rain showers or flurries. Wind gusting to 70. Temperature will be steady near +4 tomorrow. Right now it's 2 in Summerside, 2 in Montague, +1 in Charlottetown. for Ocean 100.
Do you have your Christmas jittle over there still ready to go?
My jittle?
Yeah, she said the word herself and completely forgot that she did it.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
I just wasn't ready to recall the jittle, yeah. But here we go. I'm grumpy and green and stole Christmas one night, but then my heart grew and I said it all right. Who am I?
Well, it's the Grinch. It's the Grinch.
Oh, you didn't want me to read the griddle? Yeah, no, jiggle?
No, griddle.
The griddle.
It's completely different. Telly Aylward, congratulations. You got a pair of tickets.
There's a lot going on here, guys.
To Cirque Musica. It's the Ocean 100 Morning
fiddle?
Show.
I'm not fit.
Is the Thompson Twins. Bit of a remix version of it.
Wow, you're talented.
We love that version. Probably my favorite version.
Sometimes I will hit the wrong button on occasion in here and the train goes off the tracks, but that's all right. Usually it's not when there's a guest here, a new friend, but anyway, it's a little embarrassing. I'm very sorry about that. We'll get to your celebration calendar here in a minute. It is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Arsenault is here with us today. And why don't you give us an idea, some highlights of what it is that you do right now, what your job entails.
Cool. Okay. So as commanding officer of 36th Signal Regiment, I have three squadrons in three different locations. So one here in Charlottetown, one in Sydney, and one in Halifax, plus most of my headquarters is in Halifax. So as a regiment, we provide the Army Brigade that's in Nova Scotia and PEI with communications capabilities. So radio, satellite communications, some telephony. So, for example, one of our key tasks right now is to be prepared for hurricane season. Mm-hmm. So if the military was called out again, like we were a couple of years ago for Fiona, my soldiers would be the ones out providing the communications internally amongst any of the military groups that would be out providing that support.
Interesting. And like roughly how many people would you oversee, give or take?
I think we're at about... I should know this number offhand and I don't. I think we're probably about 180 across the whole three locations.
Okay.
Yeah.
And very cool. I know that you are the commanding officer and you are the first female commanding officer of that. Is that right?
It is. Yeah.
So what was that like?
There's been a few other, and a couple of my friends actually who are women commanding officers within our brigade.
Yeah.
So I did kind of grow up in the reserve world since I came back to it in the Maritimes, watching the two of them, you know, reach to be commanding officer the last few years before me. I think I was kind of brought up in a way that in my mom's eyes, there weren't really any barriers. So I grew up thinking like that. But as I've been in the military longer, I sometimes do realize like, there aren't a lot of us. And so I want to continue to be that representation for somebody else that is, you know, coming up in the military to be able to see themselves where I am now.
Amazing. I love it. What a great message.
No,
like,
it is.
Fantastic stuff. And we'll chat more coming up after 8 o'clock, but you're here for like one of the most auspicious moments of the show, which
I'm holding my breath,
which is the celebration calendar. Okay. Look at how excited she is.
Isn't this Hold Me Now?
No, this isn't. No, we're over that. We're over that.
I'm not.
Focusing on my shortcomings. Belated birthday for my old buddy, Chance McIntyre. Chancey, old boy, have a great two-day birthday, whatever. Have some more cake today. Ben Pearson, a happy 14th birthday for mom, dad, Claire, Maria, and the dog, Kevin. Tomorrow, Elva Whiteway is 91 years young tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Elva. Sean O'Grady, a happy birthday to you today. Claire Rogers celebrating a happy birthday from family and the Let's Go to Supper gang. Our friend Heather Howitt from Results Marketing celebrating a birthday today. Nancy Gallant is celebrating from your Sunday morning coffee friends. Tomorrow, Melissa Myron is 41. Love your older sister, plus Robin, Ava, and Reese. And George Vail, a happy birthday with love from your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and fur baby Casey. George is 86 today in Charlottetown.
Happy 37th birthday in Stratford to Brad Murphy. Love from Mom, Alex, and your brothers, Karina Butler and Kelly Lee. Happy birthday.
Lynn Court and Hunter River celebrating a birthday. Sully Lico, happy birthday. Lots of love from Mom, Dad, Lakeland, and Frankie. Sully is turning 15. Elmer Ferguson in Charlottetown, happy 61st birthday. Katie Vrenz in Summerside, turning 23. Mackenzie and Lila Glover in Guernsey Cove, 11 years old. Happy birthday, love from all the family. And Amelia DL from Mom, Dad, and little brother Sully. Stratford turning the big 10, two digits, 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay. happy birthday to everybody celebrating. Let's make a draw. Let's give away a couple bridge passes. Ooh, exciting. And congratulations to Daisy Doucette and Ella Belanger-Burt. Oh, congratulations. We will get a bridge pass in the mail for you.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
So some showers or flurries, windy, and the temperature steady near 4. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Super duper Scott, thank you very much. All right, it's 8:08. Good morning. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia and award a $100 gift card from Robbins. All right, great question today. What was Angela Lansbury's name on Murder, She Wrote?
Scott?
Scott, do you have the theme song still playing in your head?
No, you'll have to give it to me.
And she's typing away.
On her typewriter.
Correct. Yes, it was a typewriter.
It was old school.
And what was her name?
Jessica Fletcher.
Oh, in harmony, you two. In harmony, too. Jessica Fletcher. All right. So Jessica Fletcher was the answer. And if you had that, you're in the draw. Let's make the draw, guys. Winning a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts goes a long way. Penny Graves. Congratulations, Penny. Congratulations. Enjoy that. We will get it in the mail ASAP for you. It is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch.
Bon Jovi, It's My Life. Did I hear a story that Bon Jovi and Pitbull are remixing that song or something? Or they're they're releasing some sort of a new song, Bon Jovi and Pitbull. I mean, okay. maybe that is, that's the actual elixir for happiness now.
Oh, yeah?
Is a bon song with Bon Jovi and Pitbull.
Thank you, Darcy.
All right, well,
life is good.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one for you.
It's different time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and today we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Arsenault, who is the commanding officer of the 36th Signal Regiment. Thank you very much for being in here today. Is this just like old hat, just like an early start to your day, or is this like usual?
Well, I mean, I do things on radio, but a different kind of radio. So,
I see what you're doing.
The microphone isn't so unfamiliar.
I like it. Right. I like it. Well, you're invited back anytime.
But you're probably not typically discussing Bon Jovi and
Pitbull?
Right. Yeah. No, not usually. Not usually.
Yeah. What's your take on that?
I'm just going to.
Okay. Right.
I'll leave that to you.
Possibly Jennifer thinks that we don't need that. We don't need that.
You have had a long career.
Mm-hmm.
How many years?
I had a bit of a gap, so I stayed home when my kids were young. So I think I always have to do the math. I think I'm about 18 years right now.
Okay. But started, just for those joining us, like when you were 18.
Yeah,
17. In the reserve, 17.
Yeah.
And here you are now. You've had all kinds of travel and various roles within your career. Tell us about some of the highlights, some of your experiences.
So I think probably the easy first one to say is my first deployment in 2019. I was in South Sudan for almost 7 months with the UN mission that's there. So I was supporting the UN mission as a desk officer, keeping track of what was happening, and then also the deputy for the Canadians that were in the mission as well. And that was, first time in Africa, first time deployed. There was a lot of firsts for me in that trip. and made a lot of really good connections with people that I worked with. The Australians practically adopted me, which was great. There weren't many Canadians in the country and a lot more Australians. So definitely the connections and the work that we did, huge highlight there. One of the other three trips I've done to Africa, I was part of a team that was creating a new course for the UN, which is now mandatory for infantry battalions that are deploying in a UN mission. So there was a team of eight of us that created the course material here in Canada, and then we went and taught in Rwanda and Uganda to then give that course to the UN that's now being taught across the UN missions.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Holy moly. Yeah,
that's pretty unreal.
She knows I'm teasing. That's so significant. And I have to ask this, and I don't even know if you'll feel comfortable giving the answer, but when you're doing these, like when you were getting ready to go to the Sudan, like, are you terrified? Like, is there some part of you that feels scared of these new experiences?
I think going into South Sudan the first time, I really had no idea what to expect. So I definitely a lot of nerves. My husband could tell you if it wasn't for him, he was my support back, you know, before I went and, you know, getting in there and being there. Definitely the fear of, I guess, fear or uncertainty of the unknown. Mm-hmm. I think once I got there, it was so different from what I expected. And, you know, created some really good friendships while I was there that I became comfortable. And the subsequent trips back, I was quite comfortable going back into Uganda and Rwanda as well.
And if you were going to give advice, like if there were youth out there, like for example, I have kids that are 17, 16, you know, thinking about a future, their careers, et cetera, like what would you say to somebody who was young and starting to think about what they wanted to do as far as a career like yours?
Yeah, I'd say definitely consider it. It's being in the military is something that allows you a breadth of experience. There's chances to, you know, learn to be a follower, learn to be a leader, learn to teach, new experiences pretty much any day of the week. It could be something different that you're doing. And the experience and the ability to give back to your community, especially if you're a reservist and you're working from home, or to, you know, all of Canada, or, you know, help other countries if you're deployed or in the regular force and posted in different locations.
And Darcy, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, what's the process? Like, how can a person get involved, like, now if they wanted to?
Great question. So, again, like I said, there are two different streams you could go. The reserves are part-time, and you tend to stay in your community. You usually have a full-time job or you're in school. And there are a couple of reserve recruiters, both for the Army and the Navy, here in Charlottetown. And then if you're looking at going to the regular force, there is the regular force recruiting center downtown here in the Gene Canfield building. And you will, in both cases, the recruiters will give you all of the options and help you through the process. And also the first step is really looking online and seeing what there is available.
And there's a broad spectrum of different jobs and tasks and things that you're always looking for, right?
For sure. Yes. Both in the reserves here in PEI and then across in the regular force.
Incredible. All right. We'll have more coming up with Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Arsenault next. Our Interesting Islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. A healthy part of every breakfast routine.
Oh my gosh, what's this?
Ultimate escape. The world is waiting when you fly YYG.
Mainly sunny this morning. Increasing cloudiness with a chance of showers this afternoon. Wind gusting to 40 and a high of 9. Mainly cloudy with a chance of showers this evening. Some showers overnight. Wind gusting to 70 overnight as well and a low of plus 4. And tomorrow is cloudy with a chance of rain showers or flurries. That wind continues and tomorrow's temperature will be plus 4. Right now it is 4 degrees in Summerside, 3 in Montague, 2 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And just another little reminder that coming up after 8:30, you're going to hear your text to win sound effect for Norton's. Another piece of jewelry going out the door. 50 gifts in 50 days continues with Norton's and Ocean 100. SOS Ocean 100. It is 8:25. Been hanging out today ahead of Remembrance Day with Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Arsenault, the commanding officer of the 36th Signal Regiment. And that spans not just PEI, but also other provinces too. Yeah.
Yes.
You're a pretty big deal. We've realized this morning very quickly that you are a pretty big deal. Why is Remembrance Day so important?
It says it in the name, I guess, the remembrance piece of it. But I think it's super important to remember, our grandparents and great grandparents and First and Second World War and the sacrifices that were made at that point. And then as we bring it closer to now, Korea and, First and Second Gulf War, and remembering the islanders, but everybody across Canada that contributed to what we have today.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about Afghanistan, I'm the era from the military college where I have lots of friends who went and some that didn't come home.
Gotcha.
So Remembrance Day sometimes is quite hard because it in those cases is very personal for me. But it is also the big picture piece of how did we get to where we are and mm-hmm. being thankful for things that we probably can't even imagine people having done to make sure that we have the country that we do right now.
Absolutely. And I think that it's also a pretty big deal to make sure that, we are remembering the more modern skirmishes and
for
conflicts,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
That people have lost their lives in as well. Because, for me growing up, and I'm sure it was the same for you guys, it was always, very much World War I, World War II, Korean War. But now there's so much that has happened since then that we want to continue to make sure that people are remembering.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And remembering too, the people that have the military members who have died even in training,
right.
And in other, capacities where it, isn't maybe as obvious that, we're remembering them, but there's still people that we've lost preparing to do the things as well.
Well, thank you very much for making the choice that you made to enlist and do all the great things that you have gone on to do, and still more to come, I'm sure. We should do a few shout outs here, because we had Chris Batchelder, who was the interesting Islander right around this time last year,
yes.
come by and snap a picture. There might have been a little look in his eye like, oh, they didn't invite me in. I thought I might have saw that.
Interesting Islander envy.
Yeah, I think I might have saw that. So we should say hi to Chris, but is there anybody you'd like to say hi to this morning?
I'm going to say hi to my husband, also named Chris. His last name is Micho. He is actually also a reservist, and he is the commanding officer of the Prince Edward Island Regiment. So when we talk about highlights, the two of us being in the positions that we are right now and working together to get here, but also to support each other as we go through it. Definitely want to say hi to him. I don't know if any of the kids are up listening at this point in time, probably not.
Right.
But if any of my kids or Juliet are listening, hi to you. And I know I've got a bunch of family out there listening as well. So thanks.
You did a great job here, and we were so very honored to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.